Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. First one is our flagship, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show in a number of different ways, a number of different on-demand capabilities. You can go back and check out some of the things that we've said in the past with our brain trust experts, and you can search around by category and find a topic that's on your mind, and it'll help you out there. You can also, don't forget, you can podcast these. We'll let you download them, and they're MP3s, and you lots of new stuff there. So check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there too. And of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's where you can get small business answers now. Jeffrey Zabar is all over both of those websites. Couldn't do without him. He is the chief home officer, the author of a number of books on this topic, like Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting, and Safe at Home. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, folks, he's also the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. The SBA selected him for that national honor. Jeffrey, we all use cell phones, basically, today. I mean, do you actually know anyone who doesn't have a cell phone?
My dog.
Your dog, okay.
Riley has not gotten a cell phone, but Thumbs, man.
Anyone, Jeffrey? I mean, I know your dog is an entity, but he's not anyone.
Hey, dogs are people too.
I didn't say any dog. I said anyone. With me here, Jeffrey.
No, okay.
Do you know anybody?
I tried to jump right into that, and I stepped in with both feet. No, you know what? I don't know that I do.
Under the age of six, let me say.
I mean, over the age of six. Yeah, Zoe's still clamoring for my old cell phone, and she's nine, but, you know, that hasn't happened yet. But even kids.
I remember when somebody, you know, when people started saying, we don't call places anymore, we call people.
Right.
You know, we don't call home. No one, you know, when you and I were growing up, when you called a friend, you called their home, and you had to go through the gauntlet of the mom and the dad and the brother to get to the sister or whatever.
Right.
But now sister has her own phone. So, you know, when a guy's asking a girl on a date, he calls her on her phone.
Right. Right. And that's the way it is. And that's, you know, in this household, you know, for example, you want to talk to my wife, you call the family line. You want to talk to me, you call my line. You're calling a place, but you're calling for a person, you know, specifically. And two of my three kids have their cell phones. So you want to catch them, you know, you've got to call their specific line. So you're right. I'd not really heard about that, but that's a perfect way of putting it.
And, you know, when I was growing up, the big deal was to covet the car that somebody else had, you know, and now I think kids covet somebody who's got the newest cell phone. But
is that the 11th you know, of the Ten Commandments, the 11th?
Yes.
Don't covet thy neighbor's cell phone.
Exactly. I think
something
that's
like
it.
That.
That's number 11. But the truth is, we now have so many phones. Of course, my first cell phone was bolted to the floor of my car.
Right.
And then the second one was in a bag somewhere. But the thing is that now we have so many choices.
Right.
How do you choose which cell phone to get? I mean, if you're a business owner, you know, like you and me, Jeffrey, I don't just want a cell phone. I mean, I've had Blackberries now I had Blackberries since the very, very first Blackberry because I wanted to be able to receive email when I was on the road.
Right.
It's a hard call.
You know, it's a hard call, and I went through this recently. My old analog phone was dying, and it was worthy of replacement. It was like 3-4 years old, and it was time for a replacement. So I went and bought, and I thought I listed out everything I wanted. You know, and I think that's the best way when looking for a new wireless phone. They don't call them cell phones or wireless.
They
phones
don't.
Now.
They don't call them cell phones anymore?
Well, they do, but, you know.
So if I walk in and say, I need a cell phone, that dates me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's not a cell phone. It's a wireless phone.
Okay.
But you know, I had my list of attributes, this list of things that I needed it to do, and some was, you know, I wanted to have a calendar. I wanted it to have a camera. I even wanted a video capability. I wanted to be sleek. Sleek in the sense of a physical, not sleek, like really cool looking. Didn't really matter to me. I ended up with the Razer. And I said, wow, this is cool. So I get home. It wouldn't incorporate right with my own calendar, so I'd have had to import calendar items like by hand. Okay, I have a meeting next Tuesday. Let's put it in there. And then I realized, and then I went to New York and took it with me and realized that, you know, I forgot someone's number. Oh, my, I'm going to have Robbie get on my computer back home, look up this person's number, and tell it to me or email it to me.
Right.
And I didn't have email in it because I didn't
think
I needed
it. Your other phone allowed you to have it inside in the hard drive, right?
Well, the phone I previously had did not. It was so old that it was just a El Cheapo, and it's what I needed at the time. You got to realize what your needs are today, but be prepared to grow with those needs over time. But I find myself, you know, walking down, in Times Square in New York, needing a phone number, and I'm going to have to call home, or not call home, but call Robbie and have get the number for me.
That's the thing that I really I had a phone. The first BlackBerry I had did a good job of as a phone, and it did a good job of getting email. It was a great email machine,
right?
But it wasn't so good with the contact management, and so
right.
And the next one I got was a great contact management phone, and it did everything. But I was looking for something thinner.
Right.
See, I don't put my wife won't let me clip a phone on my belt. She makes me put it in my pocket.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
for the same reason she won't let me wear shorts and black socks, you know. But
well, and the pocket protector, Devonna said the pocket protector had to
exactly.
go.
Exactly, that has to go. So anyway, so I put it, which I like that. I like having it in my pocket too.
Right.
But so I wanted the thin one, so I bought the Dash.
Right.
I use T-Mobile, and so I bought the Dash, and it's the neatest little phone you've ever seen, and it's very thin, and I also wanted a full QWERTY keyboard.
Right.
And I think this is important to bring out at this point, Jeffrey. Folks, when you're looking for a phone, if you're like me, and I don't do a lot of text messaging, and I don't do a lot of emailing, extensive emailing on my little phone, but I do like to return emails sometimes. And I wanted the full keyboard, like a typewriter keyboard, not the
right.
one, not the one where this abbreviated, where you have to hit three buttons to get the W.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So this one has a full QWERTY keyboard. But it's got a problem, and I'll tell you about that when we come back. 20 after, we're talking about cell phones with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Actually, I'm supposed to call them wireless. Now you realize what an old fuddy-duddy I guess I am. I still call them cell phones. 20 after, stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
Officer.
Jeffrey, there he is. Give it to us again.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Give it to us again.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Chiefhomeofficer.com. Check it out. They can find your books there, can't they?
They can find my books. They can find content. They can find articles. They can find my blog. Everything they want to know about working from home.
Lots of stuff. Everything and maybe a little bit more than you wanted to know.
But even a little more.
It's all good. And folks, Jeffrey also, many times you have seen his byline in a number of publications, print and electronic. And, of course, he's a columnist for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel as well. Jeffrey, we're talking about cell phones. I was telling you about my Dash. I finally remembered what they called it, the Dash. It's a wonderful little device, except that I'm having trouble with the email. It's not doing a great job. It's not as good an email machine, and I just have to be to tell you the truth, folks. The Dash is not as good an email machine as the BlackBerry is. It's really very much like a BlackBerry. In that it's got the full QWERTY keyboard where you push one button, you get that letter.
Right.
It's got the full keyboard, which they've done a great job of condensing it into a much smaller device. But the two things I don't like about it is it's not doing a good job of the email. Number two, the battery, the thing is it just eats the battery.
Right.
My one thing I liked about the BlackBerry is the BlackBerry, if you didn't use it, it would sit there for days without having to recharge it.
Well, interestingly, I had an old BlackBerry.
And this thing, and pardon me, this thing is won't make it 24 hours without recharging.
Oh, that's insane. I mean, that means you have to carry an adapter. If you go on a trip overnight, it means you have to carry an adapter.
Yeah.
Wall plug. I had the old BlackBerry 957, the original, clip on your belt, big email device. It was not a phone. When I bought it, I said, you know what, I want a car charger for it. And she goes, why do you need a car charger? I'm like, to charge up. She goes, as is, fully charged, it'll work for 21 days.
Yeah.
21 days without needing to be plugged back
in. Now, the one problem with some of the BlackBerries, and this is something I didn't like about the BlackBerry, is, I have old eyes, and so I need light.
Right.
To see things. And so the BlackBerry was very stingy on the light.
Yeah, it was dark, and then they had that green screen you could illuminate it, but still it was not very bright.
The first screens were too dark, like you say, and so anyway, I didn't like that part of it, but it did, the battery did last long. So I think I'm probably going to wind up going back to the BlackBerry.
Well, I just got the 8100, the Pearl, and it does not have the QWERTY keyboard.
That's what I saw. The Pearl is very much like the Dash, except it doesn't have the QWERTY keyboard.
Right. And you know what? One thing I did on my original BlackBerry is I set up these little macros. So, when I had a SIG file, that goes at the end of my email, Jeff Sabar gives my cell phone, gives a link to my website, I created a SIG file in the BlackBerry, and I made it like I said BBS, like for BlackBerry SIG, BBS. And I would type BBS and hit return, and it would put all this automated... It automatically put all that information in as a SIG on my email. Now I've gone in and
you realize you've just lost all of us, right, Jeffrey? I don't have no idea what you just said.
Okay, a SIG file is the little identifier at the end of an email.
I know what a SIG file is, but what's the?
Well, what you do is in it's like putting a macro, like on a computer, where instead of typing all this stuff, you hit three keys and something happens, or some content gets popped in automatically that you wanted. On a BlackBerry, you're able to create a little macro that will input info automatically into an email message so you can send it out. So mine, on my old 957, was a SIG. It said Jeff Sabar, gave my email address. Right. It gave all that information. I would just type three letters.
How is that helping you with a QWERTY keyboard?
Because I don't have to type Jeff Sabar, all this information.
But you still have to type out your message and hit all those keys.
You still have to type out your message, and in fact, though, I'm probably going to type some messages that will be macros. So, thanks for your email. I'm on the road. I'll get back to you. So, if I type, ABC, return, in goes that message. You have to work
around it. If I buy a Pearl, can I send it down there to you? Would you put the macros in it for me?
If you come down here with it, I'll Bluetooth it to you. How's that? So, I don't mean to be
Speaking of Bluetooth, you don't walk around with one of those things in your ear, do you, Jeff?
I am Lieutenant Uhura. No. I do not. I do not.
You can't
do
that.
I'm still a wired. I still like to use
hands-free. What do you think when you see people walking around with those things sticking out of their ears?
First off, most of the people I know who use them, they come across as a bit pompous because they don't really need it. They're not always on the phone. But that's an aside. I think whether it's Bluetooth or wired, it's really important to use hands-free, whether you're driving and also just walking
around
the office or whatever.
It doesn't bother me when people are using it and they're walking through an airport or something like that. What bothers me is when people are sitting at a dinner table and they've got it in their ear.
Right. Right.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that.
It's kind of off-putting.
Well, plus the little light's beeping at you, And
exactly.
So, folks, look, if you have to have a Bluetooth, that's fine. But when you have dinner with people, take it out, okay?
Exactly. And then when the phone rings, tell everyone to leave so you can answer your call.
Exactly. Yeah. And folks, there's a mute button. There's a buzzer. There's a vibrating button on your phone. Use that at the dinner table. Hey,
exactly.
Thanks, Jeffrey, for being here. Good job today.
Always great to be with you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks much.
Gotta go for this just for a minute or two. We're gonna take a quick break. I'll be back. Don't go away. Going to have Mark Mayberry right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's 29 after. Whatever you do, don't go away.
But when you're walking.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.